Another object down, this one over Canada. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. The U.S. has shot down yet another object seen flying over North American airspace and comes as recovery efforts are underway for the object shot down by U.S. fighter jets over Alaska.
Unidentified flying objects are invading North American airspace, this time in Canada. The Yukon Territory marks the third place where such an object has been shot down. Canada describes it as a cylindrical-like. It's unable to identify its origin, though. The U.S. scrambled to get fighter jets to take down the object under the border of both governments. The FAA shut down airspace over Montana hours later in a separate incident.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Officials are still unsure where it came from. Well, alarms are still being raised over that Chinese spy balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina last Saturday. Illinois Republican Congressman Darren LaHood says that the Chinese explanation that it was a weather balloon just doesn't cut it.
Let's look at their track record on when they've been asked about other things, COVID, right? Originally, they said COVID was started by the U.S. military early on. They said there was only 100 deaths from COVID. They also said Putin was never going to invade Ukraine. So you look at the pattern of, I would argue, deceitfulness and not being truthful on the world stage, and for them to tell us it's a weather balloon.
And that's Congressman LaHood appearing on Fox's Cavuto Live. Lawyers for former President Trump reportedly giving federal investigators several more pages of documents marked classified, along with a laptop with electronic scans of them in the past few months. Mr. Trump's legal team hiring outside investigators to search his Mar-a-Lago, Florida estate and other properties, and they were the ones that found them. And a Utah teen falls about 30 feet to her death while hiking at Cane Creek Canyon. The 17-year-old girl was hiking the Moab Trail Rim with a group of friends when she slipped and fell off a sheer cliff face. Her friends called 911 and tried to get to the teen but were unable to do so safely. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Well, among the victims from the earthquake in Syria and Turkey, a couple from Florida.
Alex and Veronica Ilgin were visiting family in Turkey when they were buried under the rubble of a five-story building during the devastating earthquake. According to Fox 35 Orlando, Alex's best friend said they were in each other's arms when they were found in the rubble by his brother.
And he said, Alex and Veronica, Alex had his arm around Veronica in bed.
Basilio's Billy Poulis says Alex was a mortgage broker, Veronica a nurse, and they had just married in July.
It's very comforting to know that they were side by side.
Poulis now collecting supplies to send to those who survived the earthquake because he knows that's what they would have wanted. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
Well, a Chiefs fan and an Eagles fan are headed to the Super Bowl years after a life-saving kidney transplant.
John Gladwell and Billy Welsh serving together in the Marine Corps at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Gladwell is a Chiefs fan while Welsh an Eagles fan. Several years later, Gladwell finding out via Facebook that Welsh needed a life-saving kidney transplant. Following testing that revealed he was a compatible match, Gladwell donating his kidney to Welsh. Despite not having a close friendship during their Camp Lejeune days, Gladwell wanting Welsh to be able to share experiences with his family, like attending sporting events. After learning about the kidney donation, Eagles President Don Smolensky connected with the Chiefs organization, and they invited the pair to attend Super Bowl 57. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
And almost a million protesters marching in France Saturday, continuing demonstrations against President Emmanuel Macron's pension reform plan. This time, though, rail worker strikes did not accompany the demonstrations, allowing trains in the Paris metro to run Saturday. However, an unexpected strike by air traffic controllers meant that up to half of the flights to and from Paris's second largest airport were canceled on Saturday afternoon. I'm Ted Lindner, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.